This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 15th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with these two stories from JLN. Morningstar scaling up against industry dominators. From John Lothian, that's me. Chicago index firm sees growth in ESG and delivering value to clients. The index business is dominated by three big companies, Dow Jones Indices, FTSE Russell, and MSCI. But there is a Chicago index company that has big plans to advance and scale up its business to bring more value to index clients and leave more money in the pockets of investors. Former FTSE Russell executive and now Morningstar Index Managing Director Ron Bundy is charged with the evolution and growth of Morningstar Indices. Morningstar has been in the index business for about 20 years, Bundy said, who joined the firm in December of 2019. Bundy said Morningstar is leveraging its well-respected research capabilities to develop investable products like ETFs and mutual funds. Bundy's plan is to bring Morningstar's already immense index capabilities to scale to be able to offer a full suite of beta benchmarks. He wants to scale Morningstar's intellectual property and bring exceptional value to customers. Already, Bundy says, Morningstar is one of the fastest-growing index firms in the world. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. CME Clearing Project seeks sustainable solutions. Investor interest in sustainable investments is expanding rapidly. A survey of 179 global asset owners published by FTSE Russell on October 7th found that more than 84% are implementing or evaluating sustainable investments in 2021, up from 53% in 2018. But with uniform criteria of those investments' green attributes a work in progress, CME Group has jumped into the fray with its sustainable clearing project. CME Group's Owen Johnson, Global Head of Research for the Exchange Operator, says the Sustainable Clearing Project, launched on September 27th, is a solution to a problem futures commission merchants increasingly face as governments and corporate clients tighten up their regulations around ESG, environmental, social, and governance investments. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Verena Ross has been confirmed by the Council of the European Union as the chair of ESMA, the European and Securities Market Authority. Congratulations to Ms. Ross on her confirmation. The World Federation of Exchanges has issued a call for papers for the WFE's Clearing and Derivatives Conference 2022. The WFE's 39th Annual Clearing and Derivatives Conference, hosted by the Malta Stock Exchange, is to be held in Valletta, Malta on April 27th and 29th, 2022. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump will participate in a panel at a New York Law School virtual event on Monday, October 18th at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Euronext Paris CEO Delphine de Amarzit and Euronext Amsterdam CEO Simone Huys Int Veld have been named to the Financial News list of the 100 most influential women in European finance. Congratulations to them and Euronext for this honor. James Brown of Source 360 LTD Limited, and formerly of Deutsche Börse, Eurex, and NYSE Euronext, is walking 100 miles in a charity walk along the Grand Union Canal from Tring to Birmingham from October 14th to 17th in remembrance of his friends Graham Threader and Amelia Roberts. Graham Threader passed in July of 2018 from leukemia. Amelia Roberts suffered a fatal seizure called sudden unexpected death from epilepsy, SUDEP. The charities Brown and his group of 50-something aged friends are supporting are the UCLH Hematology Cancer Care and the Epilepsy Society. You can learn more and donate with a link in today's newsletter. The FT has published an independently recommended and externally produced review of FT correspondent Robin Wigglesworth's book Trillions, titled Trillions by Robin Wigglesworth, Tracking the Index Fund, the story of how a low-cost means of investment democratized finance and perhaps even changed capitalism. A Wild representative reported to JLN that Wild received several applications to be board members after yesterday's mention by Sarah Rudolph here in JLN and in JLN Options. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Week Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From MarketWatch, the Reddit crowd has found a new tactic in the war against Wall Street, cutting brokers out altogether. When the music stops, there aren't enough shares to go around. Retail investors are trying to stop the music. A percolating theme among retail investors came to a boil on Thursday, and some meme stocks ended the day simmering. Since being knocked out of January's short squeeze by online brokers trying to avoid margin calls, retail investors have been seeking alternatives to their multi-front war on short-selling hedge funds. And after months of research, they appear to have found it, cutting the brokers out altogether. My comment, yes, you can hold your stock at the firm where the stock is held, but you can't trade it efficiently or when you want. But there are advantages to direct registration at long-term stockholders. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Charting the trust deficit in leaders and institutions. We're increasingly skeptical of many people and places providing our information, according to new research from Edelman. Since 2012, Edelman, a Chicago-based public relations company, has been asking people around the world whom they trust and whom they don't. The results from Edelman's latest trust barometer show more things in the latter category than the former. Faith in media is at an all-time low. Trust in companies has declined across all sectors, falling furthest in technology, fashion, and automotive, as well as among all types of societal leaders, especially scientists and community figures. Scientists do remain among the most trusted leaders, with 73% of the survey's 33,000 respondents expressing confidence in them, whereas government leaders are the least trusted authorities at only 41%. Here's a closer look at the survey's findings. My comment, evidently we have used up the trust surplus and have a deficit in trust. Here's a story from Bloomberg. How Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Gwyneth Paltrow short-circuit your ability to think rationally. The sketchy rhetorical tricks of politicians, celebs, and con men, and how they work. If a version of this message sounds familiar, it's because it contains some of the most common techniques deployed by authoritarians, con men, bosses, and questionable cultural figures swirling around us. Donald Trump, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, even Barstool Sports' Dave Portnoy, Elon Musk, and Gwyneth Paltrow have inadvertently used some of these methods, respectively prejudice, scare tactics, and faux intimacy. My comment, interesting story about the power of propaganda and how some people use it. Well worth the read. Here's another story from Bloomberg. What my brain scan revealed about the science of persuasion. Neuroscientists have come a long way in understanding how and when people come around to a different point of view. What exactly happens when we change our mind? Pursuing this question is how I found myself one recent morning lying in a fancy brain scanner known as an fMRI machine and watching cartoons at the Weizmann Center at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. On the other side of a glass screen, a technician and two neuroscientists watch me, or more accurately, watch my brain. You can read the rest of this story with a link in today's newsletter. My comment, do the scientists know something about persuasion that I don't? How can I trust them? See two stories above. Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story Thursday was Reuters' exclusive U.S. SEC opens inquiry into Wall Street Bank's staff communications sources. Second was Bitcoin fans flock to the futures market from the Wall Street Journal. Third was JLN's analysis, what can we learn from the DOJ's latest spoofing conviction? A guest column from Renato Mariotti and Holly Campbell of Thompson Colburn's White Collar Defense and Investigations Group, which was our top story Wednesday. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.